Adrian Mole, The Cappuccino Years, by Sue Townsend. Read by Lily Newmark. Saturday, August 23rd. I steeled myself, pushed through the reporters and drove round to the lawns. There were three people waiting at the Brathwaite's rustic-style gates smoking cigarettes. One of them, a girl, had a camera slung around her neck. As I got out of the car, the press shouted, "Adrian! Adrian!" I ignored them and ran up the drive to the front door. I noticed that the shutters and blinds were closed. I knocked on the door using the lion's head brass knocker. My father shouted, "Bugger off!" from the hall. I lifted the letterbox and shouted, "It's me, Adrian!" I heard bolts being drawn and locks turning. The door opened only wide enough to let me in, then slammed shut. My father and Tanya Brathwaite stood in the spacious hallway, white-faced and haggard. Tanya said, "Do please come into the kitchen. I'll make coffee." She was behaving as though the cataclysmic events of the last few days had never happened. For once, I was lost for words. What could I possibly say to them both? Less than a week ago, they had thought themselves safely married. Now their cuckold status was being broadcast to the nation. We sat down at the huge pine table in the kitchen. My father pulled a saucer full of fag ends and ash towards him. He lit a cigarette. Tanya flapped her hand in front of her face. "I thought this was a strictly non-smoking household," I said. Tanya sighed. "Yes, it normally is, but in the circumstances." Her voice trailed away. My father said, "What does your mother see in him, Adrian?" Tanya's eyes filled with tears. "Ivan was a wonderful man," she said. "He betrayed you, Tanya," said my father. He sounded like somebody out of a Frederick Forsyth Cold War novel. It was obvious to me that they were both in shock. Tanya got up to pour boiling water into the cafetiere. I saw my father watching in admiration as she pushed down the plunger. He has always wanted to join the middle classes. The phone on the wall near the Aga rang. Tanya answered it. It became obvious that Pandora was on the line. Tanya said, "I'm taking it one day at a time. George is being a tremendous help." There was a pause, then Tanya said, "No, darling, there's nothing you can do. Adrian's here. I'm sure he'll go to Sainsbury's for us." Tanya looked at me pleadingly. What could I say but yes?